Alex Muskie, can I just clarify one thing? Do you distinguish between the people, the bombers and the gunmen, and the victims who were at the other side of those bombs and bullets?
I don't really know what your question is, David, because I mean, you've posed this type of question before. I don't know what you really mean. There are people.
Well, how is it difficult for you to understand what I mean? Someone that's walking, a child that's standing somewhere. You know, I'm thinking of Colin Parry here and his son.
Yeah.
A child that's maybe standing in Belfast City Centre. Someone that's at the end of a bullet from loyalist paramilitaries, who were on their way to work. Someone that's been at the end of a bullet from other paramilitaries on the other side. Whatever, and someone that decides to put a gun in their hand and pull the trigger. Do you distinguish?
Well,
how do you not understand that question?
If you want to quote Colin Parry or refer to Colin Parry, maybe you should take a leaf out of his book. There's a person who has been seriously traumatised, bereaved by the loss of his child, and yet he has had the magnanimity and the ability to actually suggest that we need to look comprehensively at the past. We need to look at all that happened over the years.
Yeah.
We need to give justice and truth to all.
But his son was still
people like you, Stephen, take a leaf out.
But his son was still murdered because someone decided to plant a bomb in a city centre.
And I don't.
So do you distinguish do you distinguish between the bombers and the gunmen and a victim, or do you?
What you should actually explain what you mean by that, because do you mean to say then, is it okay for the state forces to kill somebody? Is that what you're telling me?
Of course I'm not saying that. I'm saying, do you distinguish between those people that go out with... It's a really important question, Alex.
Well, the only answer I can give to you, because unless you give me a specific example, because you must have cases in your mind, so you should spit it out. Are you talking about the British Army going into Loch Gall? Are you talking about shoot-to-kill operations? Are you talking about the killing of my party colleagues in their homes? Are you talking about the murder of Teresa Clinton? Are you talking about... What are you talking about?
I wasn't actually talking about a specific case, but if you want me to expand on the question, a bomber that goes out and blows themselves up, right? Blows themselves up. Do you see them as a victim just as much as someone who is blown up by a bomb?
But what I will say to you is this. There are 25,000 or more Republicans who went to prison over the years.
And they're victims, are they?
Yeah, they are victims. Because none of those individuals that I am aware of, and I've been in prison myself, I never would have spent a day in jail. People that I know never would have spent a day in jail, never would have got involved in a conflict had it not been for the inflicted on people here. So therefore, 17, 18-year-olds who grew up here in the end of the 1960s, early 1970s, why would they have ever joined any organisation if they had had a decent life in front of them? So that's a narrative that people like yourself and Mike Nesbitt and others need to come to terms with. But at the end of the day, as Mike himself says, we're not going to agree on the history of the past here. We're not going to agree on any of it. But what we need to do is to provide some hope for the families who are left bereaved as a result of the conflict, no matter where the origin came from in terms of the killing.
Okay. And is it fair for me to draw then that you do not distinguish? Is that fair?
Do I not distinguish?
You do not distinguish between someone that was involved in a paramilitary group and someone that was murdered or lost their lives
or injured. Is that fair?
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I want to understand.
You're trying to, but
I'm saying, if you have words
in your head, and then maybe you should put them in your mouth, because, you know, unless you want to give me specific cases or examples, to me you're kind of producing that outline. Well, you know, a lot of people were killed because they were involved, and an awful lot of people that I know, including many party colleagues. And remember, Sinn Féin lost more people to this conflict than all of the other political parties together.
You're asking me for a specific example, right? And I repeat that there are many examples on all different sides. But to give you a specific example, okay? Thomas Begley, who was blown up in the Shankill bomb, okay? One of the bombers. Is he just as much a victim as the people he killed?
Well, I believe he is, because he's a young fella who was born and reared in an area which was in the throes of a conflict not of his making. Remember that. He's also dead. He also has family. He also has family members who are bereaved who didn't choose to go into
and you don't distinguish between him. You don't distinguish between him and the people. You don't distinguish between him and the people killed in the bombing.
Well, I accept that he took a conscious decision, of course, and there would be people who would be appalled at that. But the point I'm making to you is, here's a young man who grew up in an area under serious, serious repression. He did not create any of that. He made his choices and him and his own conscience had to live with that. His family has to live with that. So they are victims of this conflict of no making of their own. They didn't choose to go on the Shankill Road. And I obviously have every sympathy for people who lost their lives on Shankill Road. And there's not no words of mine could actually make their burden any easier. But the point of the matter is, what we have to look at, if we're really serious about addressing our history and addressing our past, the terms of letting that go so we can deal with the future, we need to be honest with ourselves. So the point I've been making to you, Stephen, is that there are thousands of Republicans who went to prison. There are very lengthy periods in prison. Some of them had terrible times in prison. Okay. Many of them lost their lives in the prison.
Okay, and finally,
instead of all, we have a handful of state forces ever spent a day in jail.
And final question, Alex, and then I'm going to speak to Charlie Butler, who lost three family members in the Shankill bombing. But final question, the soldiers who shot and killed people on Bloody Sunday, are they victims of the Troubles too?
Well, you could argue they are, but at the same time...
Would you argue they are?
The families of the victims on Bloody Sunday, some of them would have one view and others...
What would your view be?
They all want the truth.
What would Sinn Féin's position be?
Let me finish. The point of the matter is about Bloody Sunday. Most people in Derry, and I believe all of the families involved who were bereaved on that day, I believe that what they essentially want is to find out who gave the orders, who instructed that to happen. So there are people who will want paratroopers in court. There are others who will want it clearly acknowledged and the truth exposed as to what happened, how it happened, and who gave the orders. Because the people that I would represent in my community, that I would be have the privilege of being elected to represent, they are very clearly of the view that what happened over the last 30-odd years was shameful. A lot of it was spearheaded by British government and their state forces, and very few of those victims have ever seen a day justice or ever heard a piece of truth.
Alex,
and everything that they get through courts, inquests and so on is rang out of the state with great difficulty, like pulling hands.
Alex, thank you very much indeed.